Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
News Talk 1110 WBT. You know, one of the things I love about hosting this show on this station is I never know which sandbox I'm going to play in each day. But I love all of them. We've been very politics heavy this week, and we'll continue to be for obvious reasons. And the Pat McCrory Show coming up at the top of the hour, but I'm going to stay in the sports world right now because, quite frankly, I'm very excited about the sports weekend that's coming up. A lot of things happening. The NBA Finals tonight, Major League Baseball tonight. What about baseball last night?
Hit hard to right field toward the corner. Pache's there. And the Atlanta Braves are going to the National League Championship Series. In the ninth inning, Shane Green hangs another zero, another shutout for the Braves pitching staff, their fourth in five postseason games. And the Braves vanquish the Miami Marlins, bringing their season to a stunning halt.
Jim Powell and Joe Simpson on the Braves radio network last night, and Braves Dodgers and the NLCS, and the Yankees play the Rays tonight to decide who plays the Astros, the dreaded Astros, in the ALCS. Nick Wilson from WFNZ joining me now on the WBT hotline. And wouldn't you agree, it's a nice sports menu setting up for this weekend.
Yeah, if only we could find a way to do this every year, because
right.
I've been gorging on sports. I gorge on other things too, but this is this is probably unhealthy, but very enjoyable, much like my other gorging activities.
Well, the NBA Finals tonight, I want to play another piece of audio for you here, because Adam Silver was on the ABC pregame show earlier this week, and here we're about to wrap up the finals, if not tonight, then probably Sunday night, and if need be, Tuesday night. But looks like the Lakers are going to win this thing against the Heat, and the Heat are undermanned. But Adam Silver, the other night, was asked about the social justice initiatives and the court, which actually, you know, obviously says Black Lives Matter, and we know that that's been a theme of what's been going on since they restarted. This was Adam Silver the other night.
We're completely committed to standing for social justice and racial equality, and that's been the case going back decades. It's part of the DNA of this league. How it gets manifested is something we're going to have to sit down with the players and discuss for next season. I would say, in terms of the messages you see on our court, on the jerseys, this was an extraordinary moment in time when we began the discussions with the players and what we all lived through this summer. My sense is there'll be somewhat a return to normalcy, that those messages will largely be left to be delivered off the floor. And I understand those people who are saying, I'm on your side, but I want to watch a basketball game.
And so you can't ignore the ratings for this restart, Nick. They've been way, way down. And so, you know, the NBA is at a crossroads here when they move past this season, because obviously you have the social justice initiatives and so much of the league is African-American, but you also have a business side of this where you can't ignore the fact that ratings have been way down from where they're used to being.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think people like to take ratings and they like to point it out, whether they're good or bad, and mean something more. When in reality, I think we all know the complexity of what causes ratings. The NBA's used to having the NBA Finals in June, where there, you know, your competition is the 15th White Sox Twins game of the week,
French Open,
on a Saturday. So I think that's one part of it. I mean, they're competing against the NFL. They never do that in June. But I will say, like, there are people who are not hardcore conservatives or hardcore liberals that I don't want to say are turned off, but it's almost an exhausting amount of politics within sports. It's not even a little bit, which we're kind of used to. Mm-hmm. So I do think that it factors in. I don't know what's the biggest factor. As you started out the segment with, the smorgasbord of sports, I mean, pretty much, I mean, golf is down. NASCAR is down since the return of sports. Like, pretty much across the board, everything not named football is down because you only have so many viewing hours in a day.
You know what's interesting? I was talking to Zoki about this. Baseball looked like they might not even have a season just a few months ago, and it was rocky out of the gates. But I think, I don't know where you come down on this, I think they've done this postseason thing better than anybody else. And I really hope that some of this is carried over to when things get back to a normal full game schedule next season.
Yeah, I mean, the expanded playoffs are a hit. You know, the whole idea of more playoff spots, that's a good thing for baseball. I enjoy the restrictive, usual 10 teams for out of 30 teams making the playoffs, but I'll be honest with you, my team is usually one of the better teams in baseball.
Right.
So I'm not one of the teams that is consistently left out. So right. I think if you add that to it, I do really like the new baseball format.
All right, Panthers and Falcons. How are you looking at this one coming up on Sunday on WBT?
Right, the last time I checked, Vegas still slightly favors the Falcons, and I cannot figure it out. The Panthers have been the better team through 4 weeks. They have been incredibly competitive. They have made me say I was wrong about 100 times. They should win on Sunday. The expectation has gone from, just hang in there, Gipper, to they should win on Sunday. And, you know, a win on Sunday, you beat this team, a team that has beaten you. You've not beaten the Falcons in five straight games. You've got a five-game losing streak. You beat them and Matt Ryan with this team, and then you're 3-2. You got the Bears game, which even outside of last night still feels winnable. You can go up against the Saints in a couple weeks, either 3-3 or 4-2. That doesn't feel outside the bounds of possibility.
Well, you win this game this weekend, and you're tied for the division lead.
We'll take it, right? I think we all knew this was coming, though. I think
yes.
We all predicted this and not tanking for Trevor 4 weeks ago.
That's exactly what you said, I think, 2 months ago on the show, exactly. All right, afternoons on WFNZ, Wilson and Parcell. Always enjoy talking to Nick Wilson here on WBT. Thanks, Nick.
Bless you all. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. All right, the Pat McCrory Show is getting set for a big Friday. Chuck Todd on the schedule today. Also, we got to get the governor's reaction to the latest developments on the presidential debate sweepstakes. Will they debate again? Where will they debate? How will they debate? We will debate it all coming up next on the number one rated Pat McCrory Show on WBT and radio.com.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceiq to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.